From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Taliban gave up their last major stronghold today, abandoning the southern Afghan city of Kandahar. The city is now largely in the hands of tribal forces, according to local and U.S. officials. But the Taliban supreme leader, Mullah Muhammad Omar, has reportedly vanished. And the fate of al-Qaeda members and other foreign fighters allied to the Taliban remains unclear. NPR's Sarah Chase is following events in southern Afghanistan from nearby Quetta, Pakistan.
None of the forces that oppose the Taliban in southern Afghanistan was present to oversee the handover of Kandahar. Hamid Karzai, the newly appointed interim Afghan prime minister who shepherded the lengthy surrender negotiations, remained at his base just to the north of the city, while Gulagha Shirzai, whose fighters were battling the Taliban for control of the Kandahar airport, remained on his lines to the south. As a result, there's no clear picture of what the Taliban actually did today. Karzai said in one interview that they hadn't surrendered, they had fled Kandahar, taking their weapons with them. But witnesses describe at least some arms being handed in. One man, who called from Kandahar, said when he drove into town early this morning, followers of Mullah Naqib had already come in to take over Taliban checkpoints in the city. Mullah Naqib was chosen as a compromise figure to accept the Taliban surrender. The Kandahar streets were said to be tense much of the day, with shops shuttered and most people keeping to their homes, though some reports describe festive bonfires made of Taliban flags. Some witnesses recalled the sound of gunfire, but were unable to say who was shooting or where. But the biggest mystery of the day was the whereabouts of Taliban leader Mullah Muhammad Omar and the foreign fighters allied with his fundamentalist militia. Hamid Karzai and a pro-Taliban press agency stated in unison today that he had left the city and no one knows where he is. In a radio interview today, Karzai denied he intends to offer Omar amnesty.
I asked him a number of times to renounce terrorism. I've been asking him this for the last 1 month or so. He has not made any announcements in this regard so far. Even if he makes an announcement, if it is documented, proven, that he associated himself with terrorism closely, and that he protected them as he did, we cannot help him. He must face trial.
But several Afghan exiles here suggest that Omar's disappearance may be the result of a tacit agreement, that he would be left in peace at least until mechanisms are set up to examine his case, perhaps in return for help in finding top al-Qaeda operatives. Karzai emphasized this distinction between temporary protection and amnesty.
I say that he must renounce terrorism, period, and that security will be given to him. Security, it's not amnesty, it's security.
As for the foreign fighters, many of them were said to be entrenched at the Kandahar airport just south of the city. A phone call to an Afghan commander near the airport today got a clipped response. The situation here is worse than it was before, the commander said. I can't talk now. You can try later. But it was unclear whether the confusion was due to continued clashes with the foreign fighters or to political infighting between the two main Afghan opposition groups. Further to the south, the Taliban relinquished the town of Spinbolduk on the Pakistani border, handing it over to a coalition of two local tribes known for their cross-border smuggling. Sarah Chase, NPR News, Quetta, Pakistan.